Okay, the NBA season, it is cruising right along. It's time to take inventory and assess how the script is playing out. And it's hard to believe we're already a quarter into the season. So this weekend, we will focus our attention on the Western Conference and the Dallas Mavericks, a team that reshuffled its deck, brought in 9 new players, but has made quite an impression, especially with that road win against the Portland Trail Blazers. Monte Ellis hitting that clutch shot with 1.9 left. So we are delighted to welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show, Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer, who I hope has had a chance to kind of defrost or thaw out after that ice storm descended on Dallas last week. It was crazy.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, we went out of town, fortunately, about a day after the ice storm hit. We had almost two hours to de-ice our plane at Love Field on Friday before flying up to Portland, Alyssa. So we were fortunate to get out of town and get out on the road, and it's been cold pretty much where we've been as well, though. So it's rough at this time of year, and you don't see the city of Dallas get paralyzed like it was with an ice storm like that too often. So it was a good time to be out of town and a good time to go get some road wins.
Absolutely. And that road win Portland game, we're going to talk about that momentarily. But, Mark, I want to get kind of your summary. As I mentioned in the open, the quarter of the season is finished. How would you evaluate how things have played out at this point?
For Dallas, more good than bad, certainly. I mean, we're talking about a team with a winning record who has demonstrated that, you know, they're certainly in the mix for getting into the playoffs this year after a very rare and first time in a long time absence from the playoffs last season. So I like the new faces that they brought in, and they've managed to kind of steady the ship while they still miss 2 players who they were counting on to be rotation players who are injured, and Brandon Wright and Devin Harris, whose returns could be just around the corner, especially for Brandon Wright. I know you're a big fan of his.
Oh, yes.
So hopefully, you know, his return to the lineup is very, very close at hand. But in the case of the Mavs, you know, they did have a couple of stumbles and a couple of games that I think that they look back at and think, you know, how did they blow that game in Atlanta? Why didn't they come out and build off the Portland win and play better when they recently lost big in Sacramento against the Kings? So they'll be lamenting those, but I would stand by what I said at the beginning, and that is that it hasn't been perfect and it's still a work in progress, but it's been more good than bad so far, that's for sure.
What did we learn about the win on the road against Portland? Because that can be so galvanizing for a team. I mean, a great feeling when Monte Ellis hits that shot. I love watching the reaction of Jose Calderon. He just put his arms around his teammate. But when we reflect and look at last year, you guys played in 11 overtimes. I believe, Mark, you only won 2 of those, so it is nice to see how the Mavericks are executing down the stretch.
Yeah, this year they're 6-3 in games that have been within 4 points at some stage of the last 2 minutes. And in games like that last year, I think this is going to surprise you. Their record was this good. It was 18-20. And I think most people who watched the Mavs last year would have thought that their close game record was actually much worse, but they did win some, a lot more close games as the season unfolded. But to be out of the gates with a lot of new faces and to have enough cohesion to win these close games late, and to have somebody be able to step up and have the nerve and the gumption to take that shot. I mean, look, you know, we all know that Dirk can do it, but Dirk's not going to get every look at the end of a game. You've got to have, you know, otherwise teams are always just going to sit on that and key on that. You've got to have other people who are able to step up and deliver when the game on the line. And Monte Ellis is a guy who's never lacked for the confidence to do that, and that's the 5th game winner that he's hit in his career with 1 second or less remaining on the clock. So it was a great play that Coach Carlisle drew up, and obviously, you know, tremendous clutch shot by Ellis. But to me, that win just showed that, look, this team has got the ability when they're on their game, and nobody's ever going to confuse them with a defensive juggernaut, but when they defend good players well, like they did a pretty good job against Aldridge that particular night, held them below his average, and when they can get some key stops late in games, you know, this team can play with anybody in the league when they've got the right approach and the right focus, and I think that, you know, hopefully only gets better with them whenever they get more critical pieces back into the lineup and available for Coach Carlisle to use.
Well, the Mavericks have certainly impressed in terms of their offensive production, and I believe they're averaging around 103 points per game, one of the top in the league. That is the sexy stat. But what are some of the key areas that they really need to clean up as they move ahead and look forward to 2014?
Well, rebounding to me is an area that has really gotten away from them lately. And they're going through some lineup changes, some lineup experimentation, you know, whatever it may be. But DeJuan Blair has been starting more at center as of late, and he's a guy who's a great offensive rebounder, but you know, his production has really shined when he's come off the bench, and since he's been starting and they've been playing smaller because of that, we've seen less of D'Alembert on the floor, and we still haven't seen Brandon Wright, like I mentioned, into the picture. So I mean, I think that there's been a little recent stretch where they had an average of 16 was their negative 16 was their rebounding margin in a three-game stretch recently. And they won two of those games, so that's the good news out of that. But I think that's going to catch up to you in the long run. If you get just annihilated on the boards like that, then that's going to be a problem over time. Yeah, you can win some games, but over time, that's going to be an issue. I mean, look, there's a reason that only five teams won a game all of last season in the league where they got out-rebounded by 20 or more. And the Mavs were the first game this year to win a game where they got out-rebounded by 20-plus. When they beat New Orleans on the road recently. But that's overall not the long-term formula to success. So I think we understand where they are defensively. They're not going to be a great defensive team, but they still can be good enough for long enough stretches and use some zone that you know, they can win games and be able to make plays late in the game. So the defense has got to get better. But I'm not you know, trying to heap upon unrealistic expectations in that regard. But you just can't go consistently get drilled by 15 and 20 on the boards and expect that that's going to be a formula for long-term success. So that's something that they've got to clean up from the problem area recently for them.
The Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We're talking to Mark Folliwell. Bernard James, I thought he really responded with some quality minutes against Portland and had six rebounds. That's an area of focus that you were just talking about.
Yeah, well, look, you know, I love how Sarge, that's what we call him, you know, Bernard James, for your listeners who may not be familiar, second year in the league from Florida State, but had a six-year tour of duty in the Air Force where he was stationed in Kuwait and Iraq, and you know, this is a guy who was really in the middle of the fire. I mean, we think the NBA game, when he has to go play on the road, and that cauldron of Portland is jumping into the fire, but that guy was really into it. So, you know, he's really practiced Coach Carlisle's mantra, which is be ready, and he's given them recently some ultimate be ready performances and wins over Charlotte and Portland that stand to mind in terms of some of his recent games that have really, really mattered. And you know, he wasn't playing a whole lot, but as the Mavs have undergone some changes and are looking at some different things and trying to get exactly what they want out of the center position, the door swung open for him to play more because of that, and because of some individual games where D'Alembert and DeJuan Blair, that is, both got into foul trouble, and because of the matchup, and major kudos to him for how well he stepped up and played and given Dallas, you know, just a guy who's in there battling and competing and getting rebounds and able to finish a couple of shots around the basket too. You know, the teammates have had the confidence to pass him the ball in pick and roll situations, and he's finished a whole lot more reliably as of lately. So that's a really good thing as well.
We're getting ready to wrap up our time with Mark Folliwell, the Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer at Yahoo Sports Radio this weekend. My final question for you, Mark, weigh in on just the job that Rick Carlisle has done. He really does deserve some recognition and has done a remarkable job just, you know, adapting and adjusting to all these different roster changes over the past couple of years. He's chameleon-like, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell him that I compared him to a lizard.
The guy is a top-five coach, and I did a chat recently on the Dallas Morning News website, and they asked, you know, somebody asked, is he the best coach in the game? And I said, well, I think most people would probably say Greg Popovich, and then there's a very, very short list of people that would be in the group right after that, and there's absolutely zero doubt in my mind that, you know, and I don't think there's a lot of doubt in anybody's mind for that matter, that Carlisle is in that group. And, you know, he just, he's relentless in his work ethic. He grinds. He expects a lot out of guys. And when I say grinds, I mean that I'm saying that he works hard and he works players hard and he demands a certain level of execution and a certain level of focus, and believes that if you're in it to win it at the highest levels in this game, then you just can't be accepting of mediocrity and bad habits and things like that. And so, you know, that's why he pushes and drives as hard as he does, because I do believe that he is in it to win it at the highest level possible. And we have, you know, seen that has worked out, obviously, at a time before in the past. And I think he's just very, very good at getting the best out of players. I think he likes working individually with players and improving aspects of their game. I think he likes working with young players and helping them to bring them along. I know that sometimes he doesn't play the young players as much as some people might like, but I think, you know, look, the Mavs have expectations as an organization to win. And when you're playing a lot of young players, like they did, for example, last year, they played players 25 years and younger, more minutes than they had, I think, since 1998-7 or something like that last year. And we saw how there were some growing pains to endure, and and the season didn't develop and turn out the way that the Mavs had hoped. So they got some more veterans in the mix this year, but Rick still likes working with the young guys. But these veteran guys that he's been able to help bring together and get on the same page have helped the Mavs get off to a good start. And the thing about it is he's not going to leave anything unturned in terms of searching for whatever edge to make them even better and better and improve as the season plays out.
Okay, the Dallas Mavericks face the Bucks on Saturday night. You'll be back home at the American Airlines Center. Have fun this the remainder of the week, okay, Mark?
Okay, you got it, Alyssa. Take care.
We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio at the Big E Sports Show.